Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Right now, we turn our attention back to the college football scene. Big Ten championship game tomorrow night. And who else are we going to bring in to talk Michigan? But Angelique.
The one who knows Michigan the best.
And who would that be, Dustin?
Angelique Shingelis.
Perfect.
Oh.
Segue.
Hello, Angelique.
Hey, well, that was a nice introduction. Hello. How are
long
you?
Long time no chat. How are you? How you been?
Well, it's been a long season. You know, a lot of just a lot of work. And Harbaugh's been different this year. He's been actually a little more engaging with the media. So that's been a relief. But.
Has it been tough covering him the first 5 years when he was losing to Ohio State every year and having, you know, people on his back? Was he a pain in the butt?
Well, yeah. I mean, even before losing to Ohio State, he's just a different guy.
Yeah.
And he's quirky. And, he can be really engaging when he wants to be, and he can just shut it down a lot, and that tends to be his go-to. And this year, he only did it really Michigan State week and Penn State week, actually. He was very short with his answers. And then I think there was this general sense of confidence during Ohio State week, and I thought he was back to being engaging, Jim.
By the way, folks, you can hear the Big Ten championship game coming up on our airwaves here on 92.3 The Fan following the conclusion of the SEC championship. Again, we're talking to Angelique Shingelis with the Detroit News as we get set for that Big Ten title game. So you mentioned the confidence. What I thought was interesting was somebody asked him, hey, coach, if someone were to say guarantee a victory like you did back in 87, he didn't want any part of that. Soon as the game ends, though, he wasted no time in putting Ryan Day on blast and saying, some guys, they wake up on third base and think they hit a triple. So I guess it's safe to say that the trash talking is back as well, right?
Well, not only that, a couple days later on the coach's show on that Inside Michigan Football radio show, Josh Gattis, the offensive coordinator, started talking about how they wanted to go be physical against Ohio State because that's what they saw Oregon do. And he said, well, they're a finesse team. They're not tough. And I thought, well, okay, that's going on somebody's bulletin board right now, calling Ohio State not tough. So, they were definitely a little more bold, that's for sure.
Angela, going into that game, I mean, you mentioned that there was some confidence from Harbaugh. How did fans feel about it? What was your thoughts on, what was your prediction on the game? Did you think it was going to be that much of a dominant performance by the Wolverines?
No, I thought it would be close. I thought it would be Ohio State 42-35. That was my prediction. And I think most Michigan fans that I talked to they just wanted Michigan to be competitive. That's what they were hoping for. And just not to get blown out, not to have a 62-39 performance. And obviously this is, I don't think most Michigan fans expected this. I know most of the media in town picked Ohio State to win. And, I mean, there was really not a reason not to pick Ohio State. I mean, they were clicking. I mean, what they did the week before against Michigan State. But, you know, then you look at what Michigan did at Maryland, and that's a, you know, that's the kind of trap game, whatever you want to call it, that Michigan typically wins by maybe a couple points. But they really did a number on Maryland. So I thought, well, maybe they do have something to give Ohio State on Saturday. But, you know, I felt Ohio State had the better team at that stage, and you know, they proved me wrong on Saturday.
Looking ahead to this Big Ten title game tomorrow night, Angelique, is this look, I know Michigan is gonna come with the, hey, you know, we've got to play 60 minutes, and Iowa's offense is terrible. Like, there should be a disclaimer that go, like, if you want to watch this offense, we're gonna warn you, it's not gonna be pretty. I mean, what is the path for Iowa? I almost, and I'm not being funny when I say this, I think Iowa needs pick sixes and special teams touchdowns. I don't know how they would score on Michigan's
defense. Has Iowa ever had an offense that was, like, aesthetically pleasing? I don't think so.
No, I agree with you, and that's what I would say. I mean, they do. They lead the nation in interceptions with 22, and they force 28 turnovers. And I think it's a team that wants to try to induce mistakes, right? So, and I think that's the attack going into this Michigan game, because you're right, that offense is just not very good. It's not very pretty, and I can only imagine that Aiden Hutchinson and David Ojabo are just licking their chops waiting for this. I was talking to a beat writer, an Iowa beat writer, earlier this week, and he just said their tackles just aren't very good. Petras is slow-footed, and, you know, they've got a decent running back for sure, and, you know, I just think that this Michigan front, really, the front seven, I think, has definitely improved in November, really since the Michigan State loss. And but I do think that's the way Iowa can win, is definitely forcing Cade McNamara to make mistakes. But Michigan has 9 turnovers this year, so this has not been a sloppy team.
Talking to Angelique Shengelis with the Detroit News, of course, covering the Big Ten championship game tomorrow, Michigan and Iowa. You mentioned Aiden Hutchinson, and we were discussing this earlier, as I'm sure it's making the rounds nationally as well. The Heisman Trophy, it's kind of up for grabs, and maybe if Bryce Young goes out and beats Georgia, you could give it to him. But I think we're down to this being a defensive award, and I think Aiden Hutchinson, for my money, and I love the Buckeyes, but 15 pressures by yourself, 3.5 sacks in just the entire season that he's had, I think he's the best player in college football. I know you cover him on a daily basis. What say you?
Well, and I have a Heisman vote, and a few weeks ago, I just, you know, I saw him have 3 sacks against Penn State, and I just started thinking, you know, is this team where it is right now without Aiden Hutchinson? And the answer is no. And I had thought then about putting him on my ballot, and I talked to a couple of Ohio State writers after the game, and one in particular said, I'm going to vote for Aiden Hutchinson. I said, oh, yeah, you know, where? Oh, no, first. He's going to vote him first. And I, you know, if he has a big performance Saturday night on that stage on, you know, prime time, I think that will definitely help him with voters. But, you know, I do think that this is a very regional award in terms of voting. And I think that there will still be a lot of support for Bryce. And but, yeah, I think he has to have a big game, too. But, you know, I voted for Ndamukong Suh way back when. And, I just don't think it should always be an offense. You know, I don't think that your first decision is always, oh, it's got to be an offensive player. And this year, because it's wide open, I think you do have options on the defensive side. And Aiden is one of them. And then there's Kenneth Walker from Michigan State. And, you know, he's the guy who no one expected him to have the season he did running the ball, and he had 5 touchdowns against Michigan. So, you know, he's right up there too.
Angelique Shengelis is with us from the Detroit News. You know, as much as we hate Michigan here in Ohio and dislike the football program and everything that has to do with the state of Michigan,
I'm kidding.
I'm obviously kidding. I was going to bring up some cool stuff they're doing. Obviously, Harbaugh donating money back, that his bonus money to the programs that got cut and people that lost their jobs. And also, they're going to wear a patch on their jersey for the Oxford students that passed away this weekend in the awful school shooting. And, of course, that is a tragedy that they're going to recognize. So I thought that was some pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's really a very nice tribute to the four victims, to the four students. They have the jersey number of the young man who played on the football team. He had just taken a visit to Toledo last week, a recruiting visit. So they have his number 42 and his initials, and then the four stars representing each of the victims. And, you know, it was late. It was something they were able to put together very late. I know the equipment truck was getting ready to leave, and they're like, you know, they want to do this for this community. And I, as you can imagine, the whole state is just in shock.
Right.
And
agreed.
It's not that far from Ann Arbor. It's not that far from where I live. And I think it's really a wonderful gesture. And you're right, Harbaugh made that decision about his bonus money earlier in the week. And that came about a week late after Blake Corum decided to take some of his NIL money and buy turkeys for the Ypsilanti community where he's worked at Mike Hart's camp in the summer. So some really nice things to see.
Agreed. Well done.
Angelique, let me ask you one final question here before we get out of here. And,
sure.
You know, obviously we've seen this thing turn around from Michigan to the point where they obviously dominated Ohio State. I don't think if anybody's thinking, well, is this a fluke? There's some great young talent on this team. Donovan Edwards, who we didn't even really talk about, I thought would be more of a factor in this game. But him, J.J. McCarthy, this Michigan team has arrived, and I don't think they're going anyplace in the Big Ten.
Well, I think that I feel like I've got to see it to believe it next year, too. I mean, to go into the Shoe and win, I think that would be really the tell. And I know that's a year away, but I agree with you. There were really some good pieces. Andrell Anthony, the receiver out of Lansing, he had an amazing performance against Michigan State, and I think he's a guy who's really going to have. I think he'll make an impact Saturday night as well. And but they do lose some big pieces. I mean, they lose Aiden Hutchinson. They lose their center Andrew Bastardas, who's really been the heart of that offensive line that had an amazing performance against Ohio State. And every team loses veterans like that, of course. But you're right. There are some really, really strong young pieces. Tate McNamara comes back. It'll be interesting to see how that quarterback battle shakes out in the spring with J.J. McCarthy and Tate McNamara. But I think it's going to be, I think for me and for other people, you got to do it again before everybody starts jumping on this, okay, this Michigan's back. Well, it's back right now, but can Jim Harbaugh keep this ship going the right direction and keep winning, because it's going to take more than one win against Ohio State and Ann Arbor.
We'll certainly enjoy Captain Khaki there in his good mood and everything, and I'm sure you will do that again tomorrow night when the Wolverines take on the Hawkeeys. So,
let me tell you, all the Ohio State friends of mine have said, ask me if I wanted directions to Indianapolis, you know, did I know how to get there? So,
Will Jim Harbaugh be at St. Elmo's having a glass of milk and a nice steak tomorrow night?
Yeah, you know, that seems so long ago. It's seventh year, and that was, you know, the early 2 years, and I know you need to get going, but he did sort of revert back to that personality without a lot of the wackiness.
Angelique, good
great stuff.
Good Angelique. Stuff as always. We appreciate the time, and good luck tomorrow night. Thank you.
Thanks. Enjoy the game. Thank you.
All right, that is Angelique Shengelis with the Detroit News.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.